Pause recording.
Okay. Well, I haven't done, well, other than the Talladega Museum tour, I haven't really done a NASCAR official post for a while, so I'm going to do another one. And this one, it's late, so people may not comment, but I might make some people mad, too. We'll see. Today, in the nationwide race, I believe, or not positive because I didn't watch the qualifying, but I believe it was, yes, it was Kyle Busch on the pole, followed by Elliott Sadler and Brian Vickers. I'm not sure what order they came in, but that then, most of the race was dominated by Kyle Busch leading, and then he won the race. Now, those of you on Twitter know that I am not the biggest Kyle Busch fan. Okay, who am I kidding? I'm not a Kyle Busch fan at all. But, despite that fact, I don't think that it is fair for the Cup drivers like Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski, who were in the race today, to come down and dominate the Nationwide Series that is supposed to be a development series for the younger drivers. And they can't get points anyways, so what's the point of racing? I mean, owners can get points, yes, but, and drivers can get the money, so I guess they're racing for the money. But it's not really fair to keep the points that a driver would get for winning the race. These Cup drivers, they come and they dominate the race, and the Nationwide drivers don't have a chance to get the points that they would otherwise get for winning if the Cup drivers were not there. And I just don't think this is fair. I mean, I think that NASCAR should, if they can't ban them from racing in the series altogether, I think that they should at least limit them to maybe 5 races a year. Maybe. If I had my way, it'd be none, like I said, but maybe 5. That would be cool. And, yeah. You don't see other sports, you don't see the players, like, in basketball or football or baseball, you don't see them going down and playing in the minor league games just because they can. They don't do that in any other sport, so why should they do it in racing? I don't get it. And as for Kyle Busch, watch him prove me wrong. But I have to admit that I am relatively impressed and surprised at his behavior / development or maturity over the years. From being parked in 2011 for stupidness that you can look up on the internet because this boo is not long enough, to now owning his own team and, I don't know, I just think he's very much more mature than he used to be. But I just don't think it's fair that 3 out of the 5 races so far this year he has won, and 4 out of the 5 races have been won by a Cup driver. That means only 1 Nationwide driver has won. And I'm pretty sure that Sam Hornish Jr. used to be a Cup driver. So you might say all 5 of them were won by Cup drivers. I don't know. It just doesn't seem fair to me. Anyways, that's my rant for the day. And tomorrow, after the race, you may get one on Danica. Just something to look forward to. Or not. So, anyways, that's the short story.
Pause recording button.